On this episode of Unpopular Disney Opinions, we have got a new guest, and we have another parks episode because Lindsay and I realized we haven't really talked much about the parks this season.
Yeah.
So we'd like to introduce Emily. Emily Gregg.
Hello.
I work with. Emily, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. NFL Hoosier. Yes. IU alums.
NFL Hoosier for Lindsay, not for myself. I could care less.
Come on, should have went to IU, made the wrong decision. That is
quite the debate. Well, Emily is a Disneyland Magic Key holder. That's I almost said annual pass holder. I know, but Emily's also been to Disney World too, so we were able to do this topic with her as well, which is, if you had one day at Disney, what are the three things you're going to do or that you have to do?
Must-dos. Yep.
They're must-dos. Like, you would be sad, like someone who didn't renew their magic key would be very upset if they didn't get to do, you know, if they now have to pay out of pocket to go to Disneyland.
Doesn't that hurt?
I'm so
What'd you say?
This topic was made for me because growing up, I feel like I always just had to vacation, you know, because being from the Midwest, and you had to do everything or like the must-do things when you went, even though I harassed my family to go like every single year, even though they all hate it except for me. Somehow I'm like a mastermind of getting everyone to go when they don't want to, but it's my love for
Disney. Yeah, I mean, that was me and Heather, though.
We did that. I mean, basically, I feel like Lindsay and I got one true vacation a year, and it was to Disney World.
That was our vacation.
Yeah. And anytime we vacation to Florida, even I would like literally harass my mom, was like, hey, can we go for one day? Just one day. Like, and then one day I finally broke her down so much. She was like, we're not going this time. I broke her down so much that my sister and I drove the rental car. Even though it's illegal for me to drive a rental car under 25, but across Florida from Siesta Key to Orlando, and we did three parks in one day. We were like, boom, let's go.
Out of the like million times we've gone to Florida, I've never done Disney World in a day. I've done Disneyland only in one day spurts because I don't live there when I go to you, Heather, but I've never done Disney World in a day.
Oh, it's like you have to be ready. You have to have a plan.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I feel like if you do Disney World in a day, it probably would be similar to Lindsay when we did Disneyland Paris, which was like park open to park closed and your feet are 100%. Throbbing.
Yeah.
And like your morale is really low, but you're like the Disney magic just seeps inside you.
The morale doesn't exist by the end of the night.
You're like, I'm done with this, but I have to stay.
The last hour we were at Disneyland Paris, we just sat at a fountain. We literally just sat there.
Like, we could have walked to Indiana Jones. Like there was one moment where we had about, like, 40 minutes. We were like, do we walk to Indiana Jones, even though Lindsay doesn't go on upside-down rides, or do we rest our feet and watch High School Musical, the musical, the series? And so we picked the latter.
Yeah. I mean, both are good options, may I say.
Yeah.
But I've never been to Disneyland Paris. I would love to go to Disneyland Paris.
It's on must go. It's, you know what? I would say, as somebody who just went, I would recommend going when Arendelle is done.
Yeah, I would wait a couple more years.
That will hit close to home because Frozen, it's a tried and true.
I love Frozen
is the bomb. I know, yeah. Lindsay, I know you like Frozen too, right?
So, I love Frozen. I love Tangled. I love that your cat's name is Flynn. I had a smuggly duckling sweatshirt on before I changed.
I was made for this podcast.
All right, then you were made to be on this podcast. Emily, you know how it works. We don't talk about this before, even though you were asking me questions today at work. we're going to go 3, 2, 1. Number one being the thing that you have to do if you had to do one day at Disney. So let's you do your number three.
Okay. My number three. Okay. I feel like this is a little controversial, but Hollywood Studios.
It is unpopular Disney opinions. So
that's true. It goes. So Hollywood Studios, the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater. That is one of my favorite places. I know. See, I know. I knew I would get a different reaction.
I don't think I've been there like in 20 years.
I know. It's the bomb, dude. It's the bomb. It's the
sit in those cars, right? Like you sit in the cars that are like actual tables.
I don't even like sci-fi films, like in general. Like I don't even like sci-fi films, but I just go for the vibes. Like sit in the car. People roller skate and they're like,
how is the food there? Is the food good?
Who cares?
Okay. You can't say who cares. Lindsay and I and our mother ate at the ABC commissary when we were there. And oh my God, vomit in my mouth. And literally I would have rather eaten a hot dog right by Tower of Terror than chance it and eat somewhere else at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Okay, yeah, the ABC commissary, I don't know why you wouldn't just like skirt right over to the Sci-Fi Drive-In Theater that is right next to it. It is so fun. Like, it's just cute. They have like the fake stars, the cars, like I think it's just like a nostalgic thing because every time I would go as a kid, we would always go there. And so now I'm like connected to it. Well, that's but like, I just love it.
Austin Tony's, Heather, like as a kid, if we had a sit down restaurant that we went to in Florida, it was Tony's in Magic Kingdom.
So what our mother would do is so we would like the best of all the vacations was going to Disney World at Christmas time, and our mother would strategically have the dinner reservation at Tony's on Main Street just as the park was closing off to everybody else. So we would be in the park watching everybody leave while we're at Tony's, and then we go to the Very Merry Christmas Party right afterwards. And we went again like you know. And it's one of the only places in the Magic Kingdom that sells alcohol.
Yes, they have wine.
And now that itself is a sell.
I know.
Right there. No, yeah. But as everyone's leaving, like you feel so powerful when you're still there and everyone's leaving. You're like, peace out, losers. I'm going to the Very Merry Christmas Party and you're not. And I'm at
the majority of the restaurant was doing the same thing we were doing.
Yeah, like no, okay. It's a great idea. They're like,
the restaurant was full of us in our ridiculous holiday gear, just waiting for the party to start.
I've never been to a Christmas party or a Halloween, like Oogie Boogie Bash, Not So Scary. Okay. I've never done either.
That's the perfect segue to my number three. So if I was going for a day, I would try to strategically plan around one of the parties and do an after hours like event, because that way you get like the maximum amount of time in a park, and it's like so much fun doing one of those parties.
But it's worth it in Disney World to do this. And I don't remember if we had like, so because what I'll say afterwards is, so at Disneyland now, if you were to buy Oogie Boogie Bash, you're able to get into Disneyland California 2 hours before, and that counts as your ticket, so you don't need to buy the ticket for that day in order to like be there. So it kind of works out as your ticket.
Disney World does the same thing,
which is nice.
Now, but before they didn't used to do that. And our mom used to harp about, I can't believe they're chiming us out of an extra $100 on top of that day.
See, I know. I don't think so. I think we had the dilemma of like, we still wanted to go to a park that day. So in order for us to just use the Very Merry Christmas Party, we had to wait until 7 p.m. to get in the park. And we wanted to go to Tony's before. So we wouldn't have been able to go to Tony's and the Very Merry. Like, we would have, we needed to be in the park earlier.
Yeah.
But I think it's so much fun. They have special characters. They have so much food, special like treats, special parades, special fireworks. It's just fun. And you get to ride a lot more rides because there's a lot less people.
Let me tell you, nothing makes you love Disney more than watching, and I don't know why this is like the weirdest thing. It's like seeing the characters. It's like seeing the characters dress either in Christmas gear or in their Halloween costumes.
I love that. I saw Chip and Dale, Donald Duck and Mickey in their Halloween costumes this year. And Chip and Dale, I have the cutest picture of them like holding hands with their little Halloween costume. I'm obsessed. I don't care that I'm an adult. I will still meet the characters, the princesses who are real people who are probably my age or older than me. Is that weird?
No.
I think it's weird. I think it's a little weird, but I'm here.
I think we
like characters.
I think we reverted, like, because it used to not be cool in, like, your teens. And I think I've fully reverted back to, like, I'm okay standing in line for, like, 15 minutes to see Pluto.
Yeah, no, 15. Like, that's too much, you know, too far after that.
It's too far after 15. If there's a short line or you see them walking, hell yeah. But if there's more of a line, I'm not getting
it. But the very merry, like, no, I'm not sorry, not that one. The
Oogie Boogie?
Yeah, they bring out the villains.
They do, yeah. But this, the last time I went, I didn't go this year, but the last time I went, not all of them were, like, available to, like, fully, like, take pictures, like, kind of, like, with.
They're, like, behind you, like, behind a fence because of COVID. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just, like, when we were there last Christmas, we got to ride Splash Mountain literally by ourselves. Like, you get to ride rides alone.
That is cool.
Which is
Can I just say, I know this is going to segue from the topic for, like, 1 second, but Splash Mountain and Disney World versus Splash Mountain and Disneyland. Let me just say, I took my friend, my best friend, to Disneyland. It was the first time I had been to when I first moved here. I was like, let's ride Splash Mountain at night. I'm like, you don't even get that wet. You get soaked on the one in Disneyland. Like, I was wringing out my shorts all night. All night long. And at Disney World, I swear you do not get that wet.
You get wet at Disney World for sure, but I think it has to do with the actual log is different.
Right.
The log is different for both the parks. No, but we've gotten wet. Our mom used to wear a poncho.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never wet, though. Like, you know, like uncomfortable wet. Like,
you know? Yeah, well, we rode it at like midnight and our backs got wet. I'm like,
oh yeah,
it's cold out and we're freezing and we're
issue with Splash Mountain is just the stench of the water, and I know I have to push past that, but I will say, though, I had a note about Splash Mountain, and there's nothing like, I love that they're making it more progressive with Tiana, but, like, I kind of love the nostalgia of what it is. And I saw a TikTok this week that like, put it into perspective that, like, young kids are never going to know, like, Zippity-Doo-Dah.
Which is, like, tear a little bit.
I know, tear. It is good, though, that they're removing it.
I
think the Tiana one will be amazing. But, yeah, it is just a piece of our childhood.
I know. Like, it would be the cherry on top if they put Zippity-Doo-Dah somehow in that ride.
Just like a little hint of it would be wonderful.
I know. Yeah. All right. My number three, okay. if I had to do Disney in a day, would be adding Oga's Cantina in the mix. And I originally didn't have it, but at the same time I feel like it transcends you so hardcore. Into a different land. And I don't think I actually really liked Star Wars that much until I went to Oga's Cantina and seeing the, like, difference of or, like, seeing how close it is to some of the movies.
Oga's is fun.
Oga's is a lot of fun. I also, like, feel like I'm like, I can't put all rides on my list. I can't put, you know, and then I struggled with, like, would I sacrifice, like, going to Oga's or, like, getting a churro?
Well, I've actually never been to Oga's, which is crazy. I've tried so hard in the, like, wait list, like the walk up. You told me about it. I tried it. And I guess, like, it was just really busy that day, but I'm still waiting for that experience because I really like Star Wars. So I'm just like,
oh, then you'll really actually like it. I don't like Star Wars. I mean, I've seen a bunch of the movies, but it was really fun. It's a fun little bar.
The only sci-fi movie I really like. Actually, like, to be honest,
like,
I believe, though, just beware because there's a drink that will make your mouth go all numb.
What?
I know, it's the magic of that place. I genuinely, like, love the design of the drinks too. They're super
cool. Interesting. Wait, no, I've wanted to go. I, like, peek in when people walk in like a weirdo. I'm like, what's in there? But that's a good one, though.
Yeah. All right, Emily, number two for you.
Okay, I hate to be a repeat restaurant girl because it really sends a message about who I am, that I love food. Be our guest in Disney World. Like, I walked in there and I was like, holy Shit. This is cool.
But like, it's cool because it's also like a quick service restaurant. It's not like your normal sit down.
Which I'm going to say that I don't love that it's not a normal sit down. Like, I want a man in like a full like outfit, like be our guest, like Lumiere coming out and giving me my food. So that's my only thing that I don't really like about it. But I just like, I love that there's the ballroom and that it's like snowing in the windows. And I just, it's very magical. And it kind of like transports you into the movie, which I think is something that's
beautiful.
New, you know, like Oga's is similar. It transport you.
I do wish it was a normal restaurant because I think the like they would have more food because it is quick service. Like the menu looks like your
typical.
The menu
not great. I will give it that.
Typical quick service restaurant.
Emily is all about the experiences. Food's not great.
I am.
It's all about the vibes.
Mediocre, which I love food. Don't get me wrong. Like if we did it. If I was on an episode about food, I'm all about that recently at Disneyland. Like, what's the best snacks, you know?
Oh, but, yeah.
But Be Our Guest, like, they went off. Like, with the Beast Lair, too, like, where it's, like, dark and stormy. Like, again, I wouldn't want to eat in there because it's kind of scary and, like, not good vibes. But all of it, the whole experience, you have to do it. If you've never, if you're there for a day, you have to do it, I think.
Yeah.
I will say, I feel like there's always, like, when we went in there, I feel like there was a part of me that was, like, waiting for, like, the dinner service to come. So I can hear you on that. Right. I feel like, oh, when is the show going to start?
Right.
There's not a show.
They need to add a little oomph to it, like, give it a little leg up.
The oomph is that your food comes out on, like, a self-moving tray. Yeah, right? Cool. Isn't that where food gets delivered?
That would be amazing.
The food gets delivered outside in my neighborhood on a remote control cart. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Like, come on, Disneyland.
I've only been there once. Me and Heather went, not the last time we were in Disney, but the time before.
Yeah.
That.
It's just, and you can get the gray stuff in the ballroom. It just feels like you're in the movie.
Yeah. No, it is really cool.
Weird. They bring me my food, which I am.
I wish they had more just stuff back there. Because I feel like they're slowly building out Fantasyland. But a lot of it's still really old from, like, the early 2000s, late 90s. And then there's, like, slowly building out the new stuff. And I just think that there needs to be more back there.
100%.
Like a Tangled ride.
It has a bathroom.
Yes. A Tangled. What? The Tangled bathroom almost made my list. I'm not going to lie. The bathroom itself.
No, the bathroom is fan freaking tastic.
Thank you. Nobody has ever been as passionate about the Tangled bathroom as me, but it's like on my list. Like, I do go there every time. I don't care if it's packed. I want to go in there. And I want
pairing you two up. Jesus.
I made my sister like walk all the way across the park just to go see the bathrooms one last time before we left.
And to take a picture of it.
But also, I have so
I understand her love for Tangled. So
it's a great movie. Like,
a Tangled ride is going to
Japan
one ups us day after day.
Tinkerbell, Peter Pan, Tangled,
and another Frozen thing. Ride
and Frozen. Yeah,
I know. When I saw that, I like had like a moment. I was like, oh my god, Lindsay's gonna die when she sees there's a legitimate Tinkerbell ride going to Tokyo.
Yeah,
like, they really go all out, and I'm here for it. I want to go so bad.
When I go, I'm literally either going, I'm going to go knowing that I'm going to pack like the smallest amount of clothes humanly possible that I can so I can fill my suitcase, buy a suitcase.
Oh, they have the best merch. The best popcorn buckets.
Yes.
If there's one thing that people on our podcast know about Lindsay and I, we definitely judge hard by the merch. And obviously, Tokyo is a prime for us.
Yeah. I'll say it. Disney does not produce the best merch. Like, this was good. I like this. But, like, I go to small shops on Etsy before I go to Disney merch most of the time because, like, it's not really that cute. Like,
they've been, like, lagging so bad. Even I feel like this year they've gotten slightly better, but it's just been bad. Like, it's been
bad. It's straight up bad. And the Spirit jersey thing, like, that was very, like, 2016. Like, let's just move on. Let's find something new.
I'm ready for them to make a vintage line. Like, I loved how in Paris they had, like,
the 1992 line.
Yep. Like, let's continue to do the trend. Like,
they call it the vault. They come out with like the vault stuff.
I honestly though, like Lindsay and I, for like probably it had to have been like 2 months on Instagram, we would DM each other vintage clothing, and then the vintage clothing on like for these third party websites would drop. They're like $120, which is like insane to me. Like Disney should just grab a hold of that, recreate some of them, and they would make a killing.
Yeah, one of our mom's sweatshirts that I still wear.
You wore it yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it on resale for $85. Mom's had it for 30 years.
Why can't they just fully like do this, like a vintage line? That's a genius idea, because like I'm always looking for the vintage stuff. Like we've talked about thrift stores that we could go to find vintage stuff, because like, and I can't get it for like a t-shirt under $40. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's
bullshit. Lindsay, are you your number two? Am I
my number two? Both of, I guess my three and my two surround, like the gist is if I'm going there for a day, I'm going to make the absolute most out of that 24 hours. So my number two is rope dropping and like going straight to like a
I like that, Lindsay. I like that
too. I like that too. Practical.
We don't screw around. Like we don't. We'll get there 20 minutes, half hour before like the park like opens, but they let people in. Like the park opens at 8:30, it's 8:15, and they're already letting people in the park.
I think that's probably the thing that frustrates me the most about Disney. Like if you're going to let people rope drop, or if you're going to say like when we went to Hollywood Studios, they said, oh, you could probably get in the park like 20 minutes or, you know, whatever before the extra magic hours. And we get there 10 minutes before and people are already at the back of the park. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, by the time we walked to Rise of the Resistance, it was already 120 minutes. But I think that they were doing that because they don't want the crowd standing at the gate because of COVID.
Yeah.
They just wanted to keep people flushed, like keep people moving in.
You cannot get there at 6 a.m. with the magic hours and still have to wait 120 minutes. Like that is crap. Like that's
yeah, they should not have 15 minutes before rope drop, and we didn't even make it on the ride because it broke down.
And then our mom tried to Karen.
Our mom's also a Karen.
Well, you know, she's got her moments, and she tried to Karen the worker that was there, and we were like, hey, like, just be nice to them because, like, it's not worth that. And then someone else came and was kind of a Karen. And like,
no, that woman was way worse.
Oh, she was way worse. And then
well, my son's in the military, and we're here, blah, 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 with our entire family. We were just like, oh, God.
But then like, mom realized how extra she was being, and then afterwards the guy gave us like passes to go on again.
Yeah, like lightning lane for free, just to like come back later. And so then we went to Oga's and had a drink and walked around. But yeah, no, I don't screw around. I mean, me and Heather don't fuck around. We are gonna rope drop and go straight to like the number one ride that we like have to ride, so that we don't have to worry about it later.
I'm gonna tell a quick rope drop story.
Please.
So Lindsay and I were obsessed with pins, and our mom was gracious enough to take us to a pin trading event at the park.
Nerds.
Nerd event.
This
nerd event was took place before the park opened. So you got to be there when no one was there.
In Magic Kingdom.
Super cool. So we're done with the event, and we're sitting basically right at the entrance to Space Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there, and then all of a sudden you hear like a slow, low rumble.
Yeah.
Oh my God, stop.
What is that? And then also it got like louder, and I was like, and we turn over, and literally there is a full wall of people making a run for it to Space Mountain. And then there's like a guy that opens up the rope. He's like, hi there, welcome. Like super casual, super chill. So we start to like, I mean, we were just nervous. Like, we started to run all the way through Space Mountain. But, like...
I sat there, because that was back in... It was, like, really early 2000s. I didn't ride roller coasters. So I sat there and watched all the crowd come in.
The bone-chilling.
Like, boom, 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 boom. Like, Black Friday vibes. Like, just, like, everybody runs in. Like,
yeah, no, I will never forget that.
Never. I mean, obviously, it sears in my mind.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever experienced, like, anything like that, which is crazy.
Well, you can't run now. They, like, won't let you run. Yes,
yeah. So
you can't run.
Walk, speed walk only. Your feet cannot leave the ground. Like, you cannot, like, gain. Wait,
but, like, when we went to Animal Kingdom and we rope dropped for Animal Kingdom, because you cannot run, Lindsay was speed walking so fast and like zigging and zagging through all the different people. And our mom is like, what is she doing? She needs to slow down. And it was just like, oh, she's gone.
That's the joy of being 5 feet tall. I can get through crowds pretty efficiently.
I am exactly the same way. May I just say that even on a normal day at the park, like normal, I have a pass, like I can go anytime I want. I am speed walking, like grabbing, pivoting.
Our mom is like 100 feet behind us. I am actually the slowest walker. Like when I would walk home from class in college, I would leave my friends. They'd be a block ahead of me, but something just like enters my body when I'm in Disney and I'm incapable of walking slow.
You slow walkers at Disney are like my the worst. Biggest.
That's our
like,
mother.
Slow walkers with strollers.
Oh, not the strollers. And if anybody tries to swim upstream when, like, people are leaving the park with a stroller, like, I hate you. Like, I hate you.
Hasta la vista.
I hate you. And I will look at you like I hate you, and I'll give you that death glare. Like, I don't care. That is not okay. Move.
Yeah, I have 10 plus videos on my phone of when we went to Disney World with our mother. Because Lindsay and I would walk so fast, and I would just hold up my phone selfie style, and then you would see my mom like in the back.
Yeah, like, dude, my mom has tried twice at Disney because I'm so intense. Like, she's like so not about the like let's go vibes. Like she wants to chill, have a chill day. I am not like when you go to Disney World and you're only there for a couple days. You can't be chill. Like you just have to be on your, you know. And I do not. So my mom will not go with me anymore.
Because well, I'll go with you when I get a pass again.
Our mom is on the same vein now. She's like, I'm getting too old for this. This is our last trip.
My mom thought I would grow out of this Disney phase, but
I don't think your mom ever expected us to grow out of it, honestly.
I feel like there was a possibility, but then when she realized that it was kind of like a lifer thing, then she was like, okay, well, it's a lifer thing, you know?
This is it. This is that.
I will say, I have one more comment about rope dropping. The nice part about going in the park so early is that some of the parks have like quick service breakfast. And I'm all about breakfast.
Never had quick service breakfast. Never.
Specifically, Animal Kingdom has, like, I was dying to eat it, but, you know, our mom eats like a banana a day and thinks that's too much food. So I was like dying to try like the biscuit breakfast sandwiches. Just because I love breakfast food, and it stops at like 10.
Emily, when we're done, we'll tell you the real, because if our mom does happen to somehow listen to it, we're gonna get in so much trouble if we tell you the real on that.
I can't tell. My mom will be so mad if she knows I mentioned that she shed tears.
We love you, moms.
We love you, moms. Thank you for taking us to Disney.
Yes.
Thanks for spending a ton of money for me to just neurotically be insane on our vacation.
Literally. All right, Heather, what's number two?
My number two is actually Space Mountain, which I would have segued right into. So I feel like it would have been Splash, because I think the bringing on everybody to Splash to some extent was super cool, but you know, that's past us. I think anytime I go to Disneyland, it is like the one thing I want to do is go on Space Mountain.
You could have said like the mountains.
I could have, but sometimes you don't get to all of them in a day. And sometimes at Magic Kingdom, like getting on all three in a day is a feat, you know?
Yeah, like for sure.
You have to be like us. You have to be aggressive in order to get on all three mountains at Disney World in a day.
Yeah,
but if I have to sacrifice, I'm taking Space Mountain over it all.
I think I would agree. I really do like Thunder though. I love Thunder.
Thunder's my favorite.
Yeah,
Space is mine. And honestly, like even in Disneyland Paris, I love Thunder. Like Thunder, you know what I have to say, in Disneyland Paris, I think Thunder Mountain and Space Mountain are equal levels are of amazing, and they probably are better than any mountain in America in their own different ways, because Space Mountain in in Paris is upside down and thunder is not, but I can't tell you. It's on an island. So, yeah. You know, I like at the end of the day, that's the one ride I'm having to go on. So.
That's fine. I accept that. I'm surprised you put that over like Rise of the Resistance or one of those like newer technology rides.
You know, nostalgia. The nostalgia. Yeah. You know, I actually struggled with it because if I did have to do everything in a day, to be honest with you, what I actually struggled with was not putting Mickey and Minnie's runway on this list, because if I had to do anything in one day, I would really want to do that. But here's my caveat is we've been going to Disney for so many years, and I feel like the repeatability of Space Mountain is so high. The repeatability of Crush's Coaster, so high. We don't know yet. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get bored with it after like the second, third time.
You've only been on it once.
But it's what I'm saying. And like the first time was so magical. They're making it at Disneyland. Will I be able to be that excited about it?
After I think it's going to be slightly different, right? Than the Disney World one.
I honestly, the last time I went to Disney World, they were still working on the Runaway Railway, and I've never done it.
I love it.
Yeah, we rope dropped that. We only waited like a half hour, which wasn't bad. Nice. But that ride was like consistently 90 minutes the whole time we were there.
Of course, yeah. And here's the thing I think about these like storybook rides or like, you know, like Peter Pan's Flight and things like that. Like the nostalgia of like Peter Pan's Flight is what keeps us coming back, I think, because, you know, it's like a 2-second ride for like an hour and a half wait. And why does that make sense? Well, it's just because of like this nostalgia. But like these newer rides that are storybook rides could, I think, in your context, like get a little boring because you're like, oh, like, why am I riding this for the same thing over and over again? Whereas like Space Mountain, nostalgia. So I think the things you did as a kid kind of like seep into you. Like you're like, I have to do that because that's something I've always loved.
Yeah.
But I do love the newer rides too, like Frozen and Epcot. Like,
oh, it's like the one thing we didn't go on.
We didn't go on it because it was consistently 2 hours. Like, listen, there's not a single ride. I wouldn't wait that for any ride at Disney. 2 hours, bye.
But when we got home, I was seeing all over TikTok that, like, especially when we were there, Disney was inflating the line times, like the wait times, by so much. And they're like, if you ever see it at this point, it's actually going to be 20 minutes, not 60, like stuff like that. I think we should have just like sucked it up and gone.
But yeah, it'll be a long time.
I will say, a friend of mine who lives in the UK, she went and they didn't do any of the extra stuff.
Yeah.
And they waited 90 minutes for that. Yeah. I'm like,
there's very little I would wait 90 minutes for.
You know there's what nothing. I have to go back for is Ratatouille. I want to go on that so bad.
So we rode that in Florida, and then we did it again. We walked literally right on it in Paris.
How was it?
I love it. It's like the similar type of technology as Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah, if I had to do anything again going to Disneyland Paris, it would actually be to go to the restaurant, the Ratatouille restaurant, because I think that would be
restaurant. Cool. Of course I do.
And if they did, you pop out of the ride and you could see the inside of the restaurant, and it's supposed to make you feel like a rat, like that small, because everything is like ginormous.
Those details are what make Disney special.
Yeah, and I heard the food is really good, but honestly, sometimes, especially in Europe, if we did a sit-down restaurant, we could have sat there for 2 hours.
That's what everyone told us.
Yeah, we didn't have that kind of time.
Yeah, you can't waste 2 hours at a restaurant when you're in Disneyland Paris.
No.
You can't.
All right, what is the number one? We're already there.
Okay. And this is going to be like a little basic, but I have a story behind it. Holiday Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. Like the Nightmare Before Christmas. So my story behind it is that I went to Disneyland solo when I first got my pass. That was like a year ago. I, being me, of course, made random adult married couple friends in line at Guardians because I just like couldn't stand there and not speak because I can't shut up. And so they were like, okay, we're adopting you. Let's go. And so we drank a little in California Adventure. I was feeling like a little buzzed. I was like having a good time, you know? we go over to Disneyland and they're like, let's go ride Haunted Mansion because it was around Halloween time. I was like, yeah, absolutely. It's one of my favorite rides. I did not know that they did that. So I was like in awe, shock, amazing. I'm so happy. Like, I've never been happier. I was like,
this I want to ride that. That sounds this like might, fun.
Like, this might be one of my most unpopular Disney opinions, but I like the holiday Haunted Mansion better than the regular Haunted Mansion.
I can see that because it's just so, like, the combination of the two is so good.
I know, I would like it then.
Yeah, I would love it. And Lindsay knows it's how much I hate The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I mean, also Heather hates Haunted Mansion.
And but The Nightmare Before Christmas, like, combo with Haunted Mansion is just, it's so good because it just makes delightful. Sense. And
I mean, that makes sense, though.
And the fact they can do it from Halloween to Christmas because it's the combo, it's genius. It's genius.
It's the combo. Why. It is genius.
I love how they're doing, like, holiday twists on rides. Like, they announced that they haven't been on it yet, but the Guardians ride in Epcot has, like, a holiday theme. The Guardians... Yeah. In I think here in California has a Halloween or Guardians after, it's like Monsters After Dark, so during I think Halloween time when it gets dark maybe they do it, I don't know, but
okay I wasn't there when it was dark because they kicked us out for the Oogie Boogie Bash.
Yeah, for the event.
Why do they not do that with like the rides that are just screen based like Toy Story Mania?
Right, that's they a good could. Question. That's a good question because they could easily alter that.
Easily.
Well, we've talked about this before. I'm shocked they haven't like done a new version of Toy Story Mania.
I think that was their original plan, and they were just like, meh. Let's move on to something else.
Toy Story Mania. I gotta say, like, that's a fun freaking ride.
I love Toy Story Mania too. I love it.
And like Astro Blasters, it might be like old. But it is fun.
Oh, and the Buzz Lightyear version, that ride is a classic.
Classic.
But I like the Florida one better than the Disneyland one.
I was just going to say, the Florida Buzz is way better. Than
Disneyland Buzz is kind of like a Walmart version of the Florida Buzz. Like, it is like the great value. Like, it just feels like a little rough. Like, a little, like, Tomorrowland in Disneyland is nothing like Tomorrowland in Disney World, be real.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, Tomorrowland totally in Disney World is, like, an experience. Like, you feel like, and I have another unpopular opinion. I could talk for days about this, but everybody hates the freaking Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor, and that, I love it.
I don't think I've been on it, like, since it opened, honestly.
It's just, it's people like it's the same every time, but like, I know there's like people behind the screens that hear the jokes and they have to, but you know, as a kid, like, you don't know this.
Where is the crushest one? The like crush one? I've seen that on TikTok where it's a screen, all the kids and like the families are sitting and they're like talking to the crush.
Yeah, Epcot for sure.
Like, that's like, that looks so cute.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's cute. And it's just like, my mom hates it so much. She's like, why do we have to go back? Because I always pick on my dad. I don't know why. Because he's bald and like, I don't know. He's an easy target, I guess. But they're like, that guy. You know how they do that? I love it. It's hilarious.
All right, Linz. Number one time.
My number one is the World Showcase. But not like the full-blown drinking around the world. There's like three things. Like getting a drink. Getting a snack or two and at least popping into all the stores.
That's my number one as well.
Love it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That was on
I
my
knew
list.
It. The thing is, as soon as you said your number two, Lindsay, I was like, both of our number ones are going to be the exact
World
same.
World Showcase.
100%.
So, like, and you know what I love?
It's just, go ahead.
The World Showcase is special because like everybody that works in the country is from that country. And I think that is so genius because
Disney has to sponsor them. Like otherwise the country won't come to the World Showcase.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
No, it's
the country has to sponsor it. Otherwise it can't come.
Okay. I love it. I love that they bring that into it. Where you have some of like the culture and people that actually like speak the language and are from that country, like going to also the men, I'm sorry, I'm a straight woman, the men in Italy that work in Italy and France, I'm like, okay. I'm like, speak to me.
I didn't even notice that.
I'm like, I loved it. Don't tell my boyfriend I said that. He won't.
Yeah.
Heather, if you had to grab, like, if you had to recommend one or two food items or countries to someone that only had a day there, what would you say?
Already know.
I already have it on the
show. Lindsay and I's favorite little place that most people don't know about is France. There's this little cafe in the back.
I don't know how to pronounce it in French. I have the name of it.
Le something.
Most people, because
it's a patisserie.
Yeah, because it's a pastry.
Yeah, shop. I've definitely been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they have incredible. Is it just like Paris? No, but is it close? It's comparable to some extent. Honestly, if I'm eating anywhere, that's probably where I'm eating. Or I've never actually eaten at the restaurants in Japan, and I would die to eat some of the ones over there. I think would be super cool.
I love
cool.
Japan.
My favorite shop, and Lindsay knows this.
Favorite
shop is in Japan, hands down.
I love that they have.
No, they have all kinds of stuff that are like, you know, like from the country, and
yeah,
it's cool.
So different. In Disney, we spend time in the store in Japan. We spend time eating in France.
100%.
There's like the amount of like different types of like pastries and sweet treats and sandwiches in this pastry shop, in the French pavilion is like actually insane.
Because Disney can get really, really, really expensive. And I think always learned to find ways to not spend as much money, but still have a good experience. Not that we're trying to break the bank or anything, but like,
we're still going to try things and like still do things.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, going there, getting like a small pastry that is unbelievable, that's like super cheap, or, you know, there's tons of sweet treats or whatever in the Japan shop, like that you could still buy and it's not going to actually break the bank, even like a souvenir.
There's one thing that I wish we got when we were there last. It's called a croque glacé. It's like the ice cream that's in like the fried brioche bun. And I wish we got that.
I see that a daisy biting.
Oh, she's right here.
She's right here.
But yeah, there's like literally like creme brulee. Like there's just like so much food you could get there. But I would like secondly recommend, if you don't go to the French pavilion, there is a window to get like pizza by the slice in Italy. You could also get like gelato.
Yeah. I love gelato. The Mexico ride refurbished with the Tres Caballeros, so cool.
It's so cute. Yeah, it's
so
really cute.
So cool. I do wish they had a few more, I guess, things, because there's like countries like America. I'm straight up skipping.
We skip America.
Same.
You know,
I'm like, skipping America and Canada. Sorry.
And
Canada. Usually, like, just don't make it to Canada because we start
Canada and America. Boring. No, thank you.
No. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, pride to the north. Cool. But, like, let's put Spain in there. Let's put Greece in there. Let's put some other countries. Let's put a country in South America in there. Like,
yeah. First of all, we're in America. So why do we have to?
I know. We get enough of that. But they've been trying to, like, they apparently have room for, like, several more countries, but they can't get the countries to sponsor it.
Interesting.
So
that's a good topic too. Like, what countries? I think you guys did that, didn't you? Like, what countries should be?
We've talked about it, maybe.
Yeah, I've maybe talked to you about it, Heather. But it's interesting, like the countries they picked. But I just, I've never drank around the world though, because I've never been of age when I went to Disney World.
I did do it when I was 20. One year, and my mom was.
Oh yeah, our mother was having a moment about it. She'd be like, "Heather, stop giving her drinks, damn it!"
Like,
you're like, that's what I'm supposed to do as a sister.
Like, I'm like, she turns 21 in 2 months. So
yeah, I was close enough.
What's the difference? She goes to IU. I'm sure she's drunk before being of age. Trust me.
Yeah.
From experience.
What's like your favorite country to get a drink in?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because Emily hasn't done it.
I haven't done it.
I don't have a necessary like favorite, but I will say, I mean, again, like same with the food. They do a really good job with the drinks. Like there's wine and beer in a ton of countries. I do love the margaritas from Mexico.
Right.
And when we went, they had special holiday drinks. So France had a hot chocolate, like frozen margarita. That was really good.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. I don't know that I have a favorite. I will say though, if you are going to go to Epcot, like definitely go for like a food and wine festival, go for like a holiday festival, but by itself, they're still amazing. I mean, there's countries I'm skipping having alcohol in, and that's definitely, was it Norway?
We got wine in Norway and it was really bad.
Oh, I can't imagine the food or the drinks in Norway. No offense to the Norwegians out there, but maybe you proved me wrong.
But luckily, we split that glass of wine, and thank God we split it because it was bad.
Not good. I think one of the ones that actually that's my favorite that it aesthetically is like so pleasing is actually the UK.
Agreed. With that.
I find that one to be so cute and just like London, and to go in like the pub, the shops, and like because there's like that tiny street. I mean, there are some of the countries that you feel immersed. But that's probably
the UK like, is definitely one of them.
The one that you feel like that in France where you're like, whoa, I'm actually like feel like I'm in this country right now.
And Epcot is one of those countries. And I will say if you like for the people that have children and want their children to meet like all the princesses, like you can find a good amount of characters in Epcot based on the country. China, Mulan, Germany, Snow White, UK, Alice, Mary Poppins, like when I was a kid, you can find, and like Belle is in France, you know, like, right. So it's like, you know, you can hit those, you can get those signatures. You can get those autographs.
Belle's in France.
France, yeah. Yeah.
I almost said UK. Belle's in France.
I was having a moment. I was like, wait, where is Belle from again? Like, hold on.
Well, you've been to Disneyland Paris and you don't know where Belle
is. I mean, it's been a long day.
Mademoiselle, okay. You know, they said that a lot.
Mademoiselle. I should have known that. What am I doing? That makes it very valid. I will never forget that again, Emily.
Okay, good. Or else.
All right. So we do honorable mentions here. Emily, I know you said you had a long list. Did you have some honorable mentions?
Yes, I do. Okay.
Are they going to be all restaurants?
Let me get my sticky note. No, they're not actually. They are. So my first one, shockingly, they're not restaurants. Avatar Flight of Passage. Can I just say that I don't love, like, the Avatar movies, like, I feel like people hype them up really hard and nobody actually really loves them. Like, I don't know. They're, like, Avatar recreated. Like, they keep putting it out in IMAX. Like, nobody cares. But the Pandora itself, awesome.
Awesome. Flight of Passage.
Such a good ride. Like, you feel like with the screen being all like you look around and it feels like you're still in Pandora, like on the Banshee. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys noticed, which you probably did because you guys are Disney freaks like me, that it like feels like the Banshee is breathing between your legs. Like it like contracts
and like air at you and like constricts and
The details, man. I'm just like so wow. And usually those type of rides make me a little like motion sick, the screen, but it's so clear.
Our eyes were shut the whole time.
No, it
our mom got off that ride and was like, never again.
She's like, I'm gonna throw up right here in Pandora.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I love that ride. And yeah, I think, and also I do have to say, when we're on the Animal Kingdom route, Mount Everest is better than Matterhorn. I'm gonna put my hands up.
Matterhorn is like say what you want about the Matterhorn. Matterhorn is probably one of my least favorite rides in all of Disney.
It induces concussions.
It straight up hurts. Like I don't want to be injured in Disneyland. And
I love Everest. And
that was on my honorable mentions.
Love.
Okay, good.
It was on mine only for the sake of like, I think it might be one of my favorite roller coasters that doesn't go upside down. Truly.
Yeah, and like
it's so good.
Single rider line, you can get on that ride so fast.
Yeah,
like you have it twice in a row in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's and I think Matterhorn and Everest have obviously have like the same concept, like with the Yeti and like the you know, but like it's just a better the atmosphere around Everest and Animal Kingdom is better. The ride itself is better. It's just experience.
Yeah,
but Matt, they need to like
Animal Kingdom route. Kilimanjaro Safaris is on my honorable mention.
Oh,
Kilimanjaro!
I love the safari. Love
the safari. I don't love it. I enjoy and I admire how amazing it is, but I'm like if it's gonna be lower on my list.
Oh, I love a safari.
I get that because it can be a little slow, and when you're like in the mood for like rides, Disney. I will say, when I first rode Kilimanjaro Safari, I didn't realize that it was like a bit when they do like the oh we're falling off the thing, and I was like, no freaking way, I'm about to die at Disneyland or Disney World. Like, I was straight up was like, what's happening? Like, this doesn't happen here. I was like, the lions are about to eat me in the flesh. Like,
do you also fall for all of the skipper jokes on Jungle Cruise?
Well, okay. Unpopular opinion, because this is a podcast. Jungle Cruise is freaking boring. I'm sorry. If you don't have a good skipper.
Yeah, I don't love Jungle Cruise either.
I think that Lindsay and I have been on it a handful of times, I think, for that reason. It's one of those, like, well, the lion is 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Here's the fake elephant in the trees. Like, cool. Sorry, not cool.
Like, that's one of those other people nostalgic factors that is totally lost on me for Jungle
Cruise. Well, we didn't really go on it with the kids either. We didn't just skip it.
We didn't.
I honestly never had been on it until Disneyland.
It's worth skipping, isn't it? I actually think the Jungle Cruise movie is better than any moment I've ever had on that ride. So, but who doesn't like to see Emily Blunt and The Rock?
I mean, yeah.
And the rock. Right.
That's my only other thing outside of Expedition Everest, well, outside of Rise of the Resistance, I don't need to say anything about it. I've said it so many times on this podcast. Actually, getting a churro. That was actually debated upon. In the pandemic, I tried to recreate churros, and there is straight magical craft.
You mean just make them at home, not recreate? You mean like home, like make homemade churros?
Yeah, but like with their recipe that they were giving out in the pandemic. Can you please relax? Okay.
Make churros? Like, no.
I tried to remake the Disney magic of churros. And let me tell you, there's nothing like a Disneyland churro. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing like a Disneyland churro. Nothing like the popcorn from there. Nothing like the Mickey Mouse ice cream.
Nothing or the like pretzel. It. May I just add to that? Or the Mickey pretzel.
I have a problem with the popcorn at Disney.
Addictive.
It's so good. Like, I don't know what it is. It's so good.
You can get the cute buckets. Like, how can you not love the popcorn when you can get
the matches bucket, and you could refill it for $2. So you bet my ass I had that bucket full every single day.
It's a steal, honestly. And really, they're just scamming us probably because the bucket's like $5,000 for it. And they're like, here's your special magic key bucket with your 5% discount. Still $200.
Yeah. The only other thing I had on here that I've never actually done because it just reopened, but I feel like I've been seeing it so much on TikTok that it does look really cool now, is the new Fantasmic show at Hollywood.
Oh, that took me a second of like, what are you talking
about? I love seeing the shows there, and like, I really liked the Finding Nemo one. That's gone now.
Oh, I love the Finding Nemo musical. Oh my God.
And it's gone. Oh, they also got rid of Kite Tales. Kite Tales is gone.
That was kind of weird.
I saw Kite Tales. I did.
Oh, because it was there for like 6 months. It was horrible. But I've been seeing that Fantasmic like is really cool now. And it's like it's a show that you see like after dark, I believe. Like it's when it gets darker outside. You always got to fit in a show.
I will say when we went to the Christmas party last year in Disney World, the show that they put on the castle and the changing the castle's colors, that was unlike anything I've seen. And that was epic and iconic.
It was awesome.
When they started doing the projections, it changed everything.
Yeah, especially it changed everything.
It was, they're just so good. And at Disney World, the castle's bigger. So I feel like you can see the projections more clear. And it's just like,
you can do that at land too on that mini case.
They have been doing that at Disneyland. Like Disneyland though, since COVID, they've made the show like really short. It's like 15 minutes or something. Not even 15 minutes.
Yeah. But like normally we don't even like watch the shows or like the fireworks unless it's like something special or we're literally bored, but we'll do other things normally during that time.
I'm a big fireworks girl. I'm not gonna lie. At Disney
World, all the fireworks were cool shit.
I'm not.
They're all cool shit. I would cry. I would straight up shed a tear during the fireworks. Like the Wishes fireworks show at Disney World was like, I would cry every time. It's like all of your
wishes. Is that the one that they're bringing back, or is that the one that they got rid of?
They got rid of it, and I'm still mad. And I think they bring it back next year. Wishes and Happily Ever After, which was fine. But, like, Wishes was, like, just it tugs your heart.
The fact that you know the names to all the fireworks shows really gives you a whole nother level of Disney fandom that I did not know one could achieve. But, wow, I'm truly impressed.
Because I would cry, and I remember that moment.
Anything else on anybody's honorable mentions before we head on here?
It's all been said already. Emily, I will say, like, one thing that, like, you don't have time to do it when you're there for one day, especially Florida, but if you're there for more than one day, like, going to all the resorts on the monorail or the Skyliner is really cool.
It's actually one of my favorite things.
And it's, like, very much worth, like, the time if you have the time, though. I don't think it's worth it to skip doing stuff in the park to just do that.
The resorts are magical as well.
They are next level.
The Skyliner to the Riviera and the new resort. I've
never done the Skyliner. Is it awesome?
Oh, it's so fun, unless it's windy out. And then I was like, get me out.
The Skyliner is truly magical. Like, honestly, if there's something that, like, my mom called the Disney Skyliner the best ride at Disney.
Yeah. Was it? The Skyliner? I'm like, no.
That is not a ride. I know. And moms do that just to make us mad, you know? Because, you know, we love it so much. They're like, oh, I liked the travel on the way there. Like, seriously. Yeah. The bus ride. It was really mad.
Tell me you're old without telling me you're old. Love you, Mom. Please don't listen to this episode.
I wish I have more stories about my mother in Epcot that I cannot tell in fear.
Well, you can tell us next week when Lindsay comes to visit, which is very, very soon. So,
yes. Oh my gosh. I know. Can I just say one more tiny honorable mention? It's just the last thing on my list. Toy Story Land, specifically because everything makes you feel like you're a child, like a toy. Like the footprints on the ground that are mega. And the lunch boxes that are like giant. I'm like,
toy. What are those toys called that had like the circles with the holes in it?
I don't know, but I know exactly what you mean.
Tinker Toys.
Yes.
Yes. You feel like a little toy and they have like the big string. I don't know. That's all I have to say. The details. It's all the details.
All in the details. Emily, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you. Thank you
for having me.
Appreciate your Disney fandom. You can follow Emily on her Disney Instagram, Emily_Enchanted.
Ooh.
I have like no followers, but that's why I'm here. Just kidding. For the clout.
You're here for the clout.
I love it.
In other unpopular Disney opinion news, next week is our last episode of season 3. And we couldn't finish season 3 in December without talking about our favorite Disney holiday movies.
Yep. Next week.
It's going to be a good one. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Heather here. And on behalf of the Pink Sisters, just want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Unpopular Disney Opinions. Make sure to subscribe anywhere where you listen to podcasts to keep up to date on future episodes. You can also find us on YouTube and TikTok at Unpopular Disney Opinions. But if Instagram is more your speed, you can find me at Disney Pink Adventures on all unpopular Disney opinions, things, and, well, more. Thanks for listening.